on it, nafik. Then you're allowed to go out with only one shoe. You don't have to have two shoes. From here we could be medayi to nafik. Then it's muta. You're allowed to walk out biyok with one shoe. Now the Gemara asks the shaila b'hai meragl of nafik. Which one of your 2 feet is going out with the shoe on? For the Gemara, b'hai minayil nafik. With which one of the feet is wearing the shoes? Omer Rav Huna b'yosei sheish b'maka. That means the one foot that has the wound on it, on that foot you're allowed to walk out with the shoe. Almazat Gemara, kesava manul lishum tsar of it. Now what's the reason why people wear sandals? Why do people wear shoes? Letzar, to take away the tsar. Nukum to say, if it's not for tsar, you wouldn't wear shoes at all. Strashi sandal lishum tsar of it. Shlayingov, you say this, you don't want to hurt yourself. Step on pointy things, Hashrochim, Vitzar Hilkach, Kishiroi Noisa, Tzaleya. When they see that you're walking with a wound, you've been Tzaleya, like limping, Vyaydim, Shesh Paragla of Maka, people know you have a wound, Ein Choshtim Moisa, people don't think Shetoyenes Hashen Biodoi, that you're carrying the second shoe in your hand. Hela Makirim, by people see, Lefi Maisov, Shepas Oisov Koshis. That your pasosev is your heels are very hard, and you're not mitztayer with the points with the yisaidus adrochim. And really, you're such a person that won't wear shoes at all. Ela mishum maka. Now, the only reason why you're wearing one shoe is because you have a maka, you have a wound. It's enough for you to wear just this one shoe. That's one pshat. Oloshin Rabbi says Rashi learned the pshat before. Hinami. We're afraid maybe people will laugh that you're wearing only one shoe, and you'll take it off. You'll take it off, so people should laugh at you. So Rashi d'loichazi d'loichazi l'makel l'sholof lo. The mitzdayib you say that's a drachim machmes amakim. Here we're not afraid you'll take off this one shoe because you're wearing the shoe on the foot that you have a makah. So we're not afraid you'll take off the shoe now because you'll zich hurt yourself. So even though people are laughing on you, still you won't take it off. That's one shot. Mor v'chia barav omar po'isoi shein b'maka. On which shoe, which foot are you allowed to walk out? On which foot are you allowed to walk out with the shoe? On the foot that does not have the maka. So the Gemara Alma, from here we see, k'sova l'shum tainagovit. What's the reason why people wear shoe? Not only to take away the tsar of the drachim, but m'shum tainuk. Or v'zoi, to make yourself look comfortable. That's why you wear it. Now this one foot that has a mark, you have a wound there. People know that the reason why you're not wearing a shoe on that one is because you have a wound. So therefore, you're wearing a shoe on the other foot. That foot, you're doing it for pleasure. People should be chashed, maybe you're holding the other shoe in your hand. People say no, that the reason why you're not wearing the shoe on the other foot is because there's a mark there. So drash l'shum tainagovit. Adam istanis v'rach. People that's very mefunik. O makirin mitoich maisav shenoyal noaloi achas shuistanis v'zu makos mechachas olo. People know that you're an istanis, you're doing it for pleasure. Why are you not wearing the shoe on the other foot? Because you have a wound there. O mevinim shamake menosim melino. People say because of the wound you can't put the shoe on. V'lechashidle, people will be chashed you that you're carrying the other shoe in your hand. The other pshat of Rashi is Rabbi Isai, that we should be afraid people will laugh at you, the fact you're only wearing one shoe, and therefore you'll take it off. Here people will laugh at you, because they see clearly the reason why you're not wearing the other shoe is because you have a wound on it. So the more of Yafre, Rabbi Yechon, Sovalo, Lahod, Rav Huna. Rabbi Yechon also holds like Rav Huna's Svara. The Yomale, Rabbi Yechon, Rav Shomon, Bar Abba. Havali, Mistanoi, give me my shoes. Yoivale, Diamin. He gave him his right one first. On Malay, he told him, Osisi Maka, you made me as if I have a Maka right now. What does that mean? So Rashi Osisi Maka. Rabbi Yechonon Svirulei Dehanoil Sandolim. Rabbi Yechonon, whoever puts on shoes, Noil Shel Smol Tchila. First, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first. The Yachakach Shel Yemin. Then you put on the right shoe. Ogasalka Dait Having Mozochi Komle. This is what he meant to answer back. If I'm going to put on this shoe first, I'm not going to put on the left shoe anymore after that. Because I hold you're supposed to put the left first, then the right. So if I'm only putting on the right, I won't put the left on after that. For in the Yaitz of Yochid, I'm going to go out with just one shoe on my right foot. For Yosef says, "Ooh, you made me look now, show you mean. You made my right foot look, ilu hoisa bo makam, as if this foot had a makam. Al muksova bo isa shiesh bo makam nul. On the foot that I have a makam, on that's the foot that I put the shoe. Because the shoe purpose is to take away tsar, so I want to take away the tsar from this one. So the Gemara name, Veduma Kechia Barasvila, maybe he holds like a Bechia Barav. Vochikom, this is what he meant to say. I see she shall smell, if I catch, you made my left foot maka, as if it had a maka. Because he holds what? Which foot did put the shoe on? The healthy foot. Now if you gave me the right one, so I'm wanting to put the right shoe on, now my left foot will look like I have a maka. So if there's no right, which way he holds? I put the shoe on the healthy foot. I'm going to go out now with one shoe. Bezusha, I mean on the right side. For your sister's ragdi shall smell. Kilu yesh bo maka. The yetsa biyachid beisa shein bo maka. I'm going to go out with the one that doesn't have a maka. So more of the other of Yechon the timer. Yechon goes the timing. The Rashi Wati Omer Asisa Maka the Shemini Minei the Yevi Neil the Yemin Bereisha Suli Yevi Neil the Smel Basri. The Yechon goes to Shitosu. Once you put on the right shoe, he would not put on the left shoe. The Omer of Yechon and Ketfilin. You should know putting on shoes is like Tfilin. The Ketfilin Kach Manolim. That Mat Tfilin Bismel you put on the left. Af Manolim Bismel you have to start on the left. So first goes the left foot, then the right foot. When you tie your shoes, nail show you mean. You have to tie the right first. When you put your shoes on, put on your right shoe first. Then you put on the left one. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. On Rabbi Yosef. Hashtag the Tanya Hochi. Vom Rabbi Yechon Hochi. We learned the Braisa, not like Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi Yechon says to put on the left shoe first. Hochi, the Ovid, Hochi, Ovid, or the Ovid, Hochi, Ovid. Whichever way you want is good. Either put on your right shoe first or put on your left shoe first. Omele Abaya, Dilma Rabbi Yechon, Homas, Tisl, Hevi Shmile. Nay, what's the right? Maybe Yechon didn't hear this mission, this Braisa. The Hevi Shmile, if you would have heard this Braisa, Hevi Hotta, maybe he would be Chazer from his Pshat. Finami Shmuel, and even if it's true that he heard his bride talk, Savra in a local Jewish mission, he holds we don't pass like that Mishnah. Om Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok, but maybe we hold. Vinami Shmilei Uksavar ain't a lock verse Mishnah. And he holds, we don't pass not that Mishnah. So Mesopik was Pran of Yechon. Said Moram Nachim Yitzchot, Yishno Yirei Shemayim, Yoitzi Deishtem Yirei Shemayim, Shabi Yitzha Boshitis, Omani Ma Breid Rova. Hechi Yovet, how should you do to be Yitzha Boshitis, like we do, the Maisa, Sayin the Yamin, first put on the right shoe, first, for Le Kotter, don't tie it. The sign the small, then put on the left shoe. The kotter, then tie the left shoe first. Well, the kotter demeanor, then tie the right shoe. Om Rav Ashi Chazin le Rav Kano, tlei kopet. I saw Rav Kano, he was not marked, but which one to put on first, either right or left. Tar Rabbonin, kishul neil neil show yimin. When you put on shoes, put on the right shoe first. V'yachakach neil show small, then put on the left shoe. Kishul chelus, when you take off the shoes, chelus show small, first take off the left shoe. V'yachakach chelus show yimin, then take off the right one. Kishul reichet, when you take a shower, reichet show, you wash yourself, reichet show yimin. First always right, the right side. V'yachakach reichet show small, then you wash the left side. Kishul sach, when you put oil on you, you rub yourself, sach show yimin, first rub the right side, v'yachakach show small. If you want to rub the whole body, first goes the head. That's the melech for all the evar. That's the melech for all the evar. So the shalom was, the mission is mashmo, that if you have a maka, if you have a wound on your foot, then you're allowed to walk out with one shoe. So the shalom was, on which foot do you put the shoe? So we had a machlekes. Rav Huna said, you put the shoe on the foot that has the maka. And Rav Vechia Barav says, no, you put the shoe, b'oyser shein b'maka, on the foot that did not have the maka. And the Mora says, al mehiyoz ksova lishum tainug ovid. Why does a person put on shoes? For Tainu to make himself feel comfortable. And the one that has a wound, people know the reason why you're not wearing a shoe is because the shoe doesn't fit on. But if it would have fit on, if it would have been possible, you would wear it. Therefore, they're not afraid. It wouldn't be exer you carrying it. So the Gemara v'yafra b'yechinin sova lo loho de Rafuna. Rav Yechinin also holds, like Rafuna, that on which foot can you put the shoe? On the foot that you have the wound. And the Gemara said his svar was that a person puts on a shoe, mishum tzara, to stop himself from being hurt. So since you have a wound, you don't want to be hurt, so you for sure wear a shoe. The question is, why aren't you wearing a shoe on the other foot? The Teretz is, your feet are strong, really you're not afraid of the drachim, of the thorns in the drachim. But the only reason why you're wearing a shoe on the one that has the marker, because now you have a wound on the foot. So Gemara's going to bring a raya to say, Rabbi Yechanan also holds, like Ravuna. What's the raya? The Omale Rabbi Yechanan, the Rav Shomin Barabba. Rabbi Yechanan said over, told Rav Shomin Barabba, Hoveli Misanoi. He told them, please bring my sandals, bring my shoes. So Yoivle, he went and brought his shoes, Dimin. He brought him his right shoe first. Omale, so Rabbi Yechanan told him, Osisoi Maka. You made me as if I had a Maka. In other words, you gave me the shoe, the right shoe to put on. And Mashmi told him that you made as if my right foot has the makkah, and I'm going to put this shoe on the foot that has the makkah. Therefore, I'm allowed to walk out like this on Shabbos, even though I will not have a shoe on the left one. Now the question is, why didn't he put on his left shoe after he put on the right shoe? Something more soon to say, Rabbi Yechon and Shittu is, when you put on shoes, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first, and then the right. So if you put on the right, it's a bizarre, and you should not put on the left shoe anymore. So the Gemara, there's no raya. For Dilma Kechia Barav Sfirle. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan holds like Kechia Barav, that on which shoe can you put the, on which foot can you put the shoe? On the other foot, the foot that does not have the makkah, because you're putting it l'shem tainug for enjoyment, and the reason you're not putting it on the foot that has the makkah, because you can't have enjoyment. V'achikoma, this is what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say. Osisa shel smoil, you made my left foot makkah, as if there was a makkah on my left foot, and therefore I'm only wearing this shoe on the right foot. So you have Naraya, which Mandiyam Rabbi Yechon holds. Does he hold you're allowed to put the foot on the, allowed to put the shoe on the foot that has the makia, or the other way? Halacha, we hold like Chiyah Barav, that you're only allowed to wear the shoe on the foot that has the makia. So tomorrow, now what will declare this Maisa of Rabbi Yechon? So tomorrow, V'yozda Rabbi Yechon L'taim, Rabbi Yechon, that said this halacha, that when you gave me my right shoe, Marashma, I can only wear now just the right, not the left shoe, I can't put on anymore. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon goes L'taim, Diyoma Rabbi Yechon, Ketfilin, the same halacha that is by tefillin, Kach Manolim, the same way goes by shoes. So what? Ma tefillin b'smuel. Just like tefillin, we know you put it on tefillin on your left hand. Af manolim, who are them when you're putting on shoes, b'smuel. You're supposed to always put the left shoe on first. Therefore here, if somebody gave you your right shoe, so he put on his right shoe first. Now, to put on the left shoe is like a bizoin, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to always do, if you have two shoes, do the left first. If you put on the right, so Rabbi Yechon held, then you should not put on the left shoe. See how the ma'aseh was, they gave him his right shoe, so he said, if I'm going to put it on, you're going to make me like I can only wear one shoe and not the other shoe. So you make me look as if I have a makir, and with a makir, you're allowed to walk out with one shoe on Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Trashi Osisei Makir. For Rabbi Yechon, Svirulei, Rabbi Yechon holds, Tehanoyel Sandolim. If somebody is putting on shoes, Noel shall smot chila. First, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first. The yachakach shall yimin, and then you put on the right shoe. Okasalka daitach, we thought, tochi koma late. This is what Rabbi Yechon meant to answer him back. Im keim, shan noel ze. If I wear, put on this right shoe, shuv lo enel shall smol. I'm not going to put on any more the left shoe, achrov afterwards. Vehineini yoitze biyochit. I'm going to walk out with just one shoe, just the right shoe. Vyasi sezu shall yimin, kilo hoysa bo makeh. And you're making the right shoe as if there was a makeh. Almok sovar, we see Rabbi Yechon holds, on which foot do you put the shoe? Vyasi sheish bo makeh noel. On the foot that you have the makkah, on that foot you put the shoe. Therefore he said, if you give me the right shoe, I could only wear the right shoe, and you're going to make my right foot as if it has a makkah. So the Gemara name, the Rashi, we do makre b'chias here late. The yama bo'isor shein b'makim. No, you're allowed to put the shoe on the foot that does not have the makim. V'ochi komalei. This is what Rabbi Yechinen told him. Him came, if I'm going to put on the right shoe first, hareni yetze b'yochid, I'm going to walk out just with one shoe. V'zu shal yimin. V'yasi says, ragli shal smoil. And now you made my left foot. Kilu yesh b'mak, as if I have a wound on the left foot. T'yetze b'yochid, then I'm allowed to go out with just one shoe. V'yasi shein b'mak, on which foot do I wear the shoe? On the foot that does not have the mak. So the kids, we don't have a chloraya which way your b'yochid holds. Of a Zakrashi beyond the Rabbi Yechinen, the Oma that he says was Sisamake, that he said that Mashma, I'm only going to walk out with one shoe and not the other one. The Shamin, I mean, no, we learn from here. The heavy nerl, the Yamin Bresh, if he talked, would have put on the right shoe first. Sudle heavy nerl, the smell basso, he would not put on the left shoe afterwards. The time mate, why does he say this for? The Oma, the smell chashiva, he holds the left one is more chashiva. Why he yells tefillin bismil? That tefillin we all know you put on the left hand. Kadiyafina b'mnachis. Learn out from the Gemara Menachis. The pasuk says miyal yoducha mole. It says it doesn't say yud dalet hey. It says yud dalet chafei. Vidashin yad keyo the weaker hand. Tainu smil that's your left hand. She keyo linyan tashmish. That usually your right hand is you do more tashmish. You use it more. So the hand that's less is the left. So therefore, Rabbi Yechinen holds that since you're supposed to give cheshivas of putting on a shoe to the left first, if you put on the right, it's a bizoyin to put on the left shoe. You should not walk out with two shoes, just with the one right shoe. So at the Gemara, Meisvei Avakashno on Rabbi Yechinen. There's a price that it says, Kishu Noyel, when somebody puts on shoes, Noyel shall you mean? First you put on your right shoe. Then you put on your left shoe. Says Faket from Rabbi Yechinen. Rabbi Yechinen says put on the left shoe first, like tefillin. And the other bryce says no. Putting on shoes is not doimut as tefillin. Putting on shoes doimut other mitzvahs. Like Tois brings down the boy in yad, boy in regal, by meitazor where he spritz the dam on the always the yimin first. By chalitza we do the yimin first. So here also, even putting on shoes, you go bust the yimin first. So it's kashin Rabbi Yechinen. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hashto de Tanya, Hochi. We learned in the Braisa that you're allowed to put on the right shoe first. The Yomar Rabbi Yechinen Hochi. Rabbi Yechinen says you're allowed to put on the left shoe first. So the Gemara, the Yovid Hochi Ovid, or the Yovid Hochi Ovid. Whichever way you want to do, you're allowed to do. So Tosis learns the Pshat is, Pirish de Braisa le Plig Rabbi Yechinen. The Pshat in the Hapmini Gemara is now that there's no Machlekes Rabbi Yechinen and in the Braisa. So it's just saying, there's true, there's a chshivas in the right, and there's a chshivas in the left. Therefore, whichever one you want to do is good. Rabbi Yechinen is just saying, if you want to, you could also do the left first. You don't badafka have to do the left, but you don't badafka have to do the right either. And the Braisa is saying, you don't badafka have to do the left first, but you can do the right first. So then Tari says another pshat is, v'nir l'ridach, v'ushid yavadach, yavid, misha reitzel l'chavev, shal smil. Somebody wants to make the left nice. Mishu mitzvah tefillin, harishus biyodeh. Just means if you want to always do the left first, you're allowed to do it, to make a daima to chshivas tefillin. And if somebody wants to, badafka always put on the right first, he's allowed to do it. Hidur b'davamina. That each one is not being mechulik on the other one. They're just saying, if you want a badafka do the right, a badafka do the left, you're allowed to do it that way. Fretik morne, maybe that's not pshat. Omalai abaya. Dilmo, Rabbi Yechinen, Homas Nisan Lehevi Shmilei. No, maybe there's a claw machlekis. Rabbi Yechinen did not hear the braisa. So Rabbi Yechinen says the left, he means bedafka the left, and you're not allowed to do the right. Vaite Vihevi Shmilei, and if you would have heard the braisa, have you heard that way? So this pshat, Luchru, we should pass him like the braisa. That the braisa says he's supposed to put on the right first. Vaite Vinami Shmilei, and even if Rabbi Yechinen did hear from this braisa, Huksav Rein Aloch Yeisa Mishnah. Rabbi Yechinen himself holds that the law is not like this Mishnah. So how can you say like Tosis Mas, but there's no Machlekes, one is saying this and is masking to the other one? No. Maybe they're Mechulik. And therefore now Lamaisa, which way should we do? We have to be Machariya to know who we paskin like. But you can't say you're allowed to do whichever one you want. If out there's a Machlekes and a Locha, Luchru, you have to have Achara, and know which way is the Locha. So the Gemara, yes, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Yishno Yirei Shemayim Yoytze Deishtayim. Somebody wants to be Yirei Shemayim, he should be Yoytze both Cheetahs. because we're coming out now, it's like a machlekes. Rabbi Yechon holds bedavka the left, and the Brisa holds bedavka the right. So how could he raise Shemayim do both? So the Gemara Mani Ma Breide Rav Noi, he was the Reish Shemayim. Heichi Ovid, how did he do? Sayim Diyamine, he put on his right shoe first, like the Brisa. Vleikota, but he didn't tie the shoe yet. Vesayim Vesmele, then he put on his left shoe. Vekota, now coming to tying, he tied first his left shoe. Vehoda Kota Diyamine, and then he tied his right shoe. To be Yerchen Rabbi Yechon and Chita. And this is like a little pshara. Even though Rabbi Yechon holds he's supposed to put on the left shoe first, here we're just saying let's at least tie the left shoe first. Because since Rabbi Yechon is learning it out from tefillin, and by tefillin there's a kshira involved, he's tying it. So at least the tying of the left we do is first. And the Maitre is brought down the halacha like this, that's a good hanhoga, to first put on your right shoe, and then put on your left shoe, and then tie your left shoe first, and then tie your right shoe. So the Gemara Omer Rav Ashi Chazina Rav Kana Lekopit. Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana was not makpid which shoe to put on first and which one to tie. He wasn't makpid upon it. So to Rashi, Yoyti de Shteim Ovid Ketavai, do like both of them. Visayim de Smeil of a Kotter. Then you tie the left first. Nimtza nilas yimin kademis l'smil. Putting on the right shoe comes first. Ki masit like the brisa. Obak shira smil l'shal yimin k'rab yechanan. Coming to tying, then we yetzer rab yechanan shita. That first we tie the left shoe, and then we tie the right shoe. Chalitz shal smil. Tezel k'fod yesh yimin. This is going to be the covered of yimin. Bekula gasin and shal yimin b'reish yechutz michoz. That is right. So the Gemara. Tana Rabbonin, ki a brisa, ki shehu noyel shal yimin. When you're putting on shoes, put on the right first. V'yachakach noyel shal smil. Then you put on the left shoe. Ki shehu chelitz. When you're taking off the shoes, chelitz shal smil. First, take off the left shoe, like the show cover to the first one. The right shoe, the first show cover to the right shoe. That the right leg should always be with shoes and not be bare. Barefoot, the yachakach chelitz shal yimin, and then the latest possible take off the right shoe. Kishu reichitz, when somebody's taking washing himself, reichitz shal yimin, always first wash your right arm, your right leg, the yachakach reichitz shal smol, and then you wash the left. Kishu sach, when you're rubbing yourself, sach shal yimin, first rub the right side, the yachakach shal smol. If you want to rub your whole body, even the head, then sach roishet chila. First, you should sach rub your head first. Because he's called the melech, he's like the king, like the das and the neshama is in the mayach, is in the brains, is in the head. That's the melech hakol evarv. So do the head first, and always then, always the right comes first. Rashi. Yeah, chilut shall smell the good, yeah. Right, the Mishnah says, v'loi b'tfilin. You're not allowed to walk out with tefillin on Shabbos, wearing tefillin. So the Gemara Omer Rav Safra, loi teim alivu demand the yomah Shabbos loves man tefillin. Who? Don't say the Mishnah only goes according to man the yomah like we hold, Shabbos is not as the man tefillin. The Vidashin boi loi sayodecho, that the weekdays need a noise. Yotze Shabbos does need a noise. Shabbos has its own noise. So that man the yomah that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's also machlekes. That the pshat that Shabbos is not as man tefillin is the pshat stam there's no mitzvah, or no there's even an isser to put on tefillin. But koponim you're not supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos, so meilo you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara name elo afil lo man the yomah Shabbos man tefillin. Afil lo to man the yomah that says no there's a mitzvah and you're supposed to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. But where are you supposed to wear tefillin? Only in your house or only in shul. Bashein kein, still lo yotze. But still, you're not supposed to walk out with your tefillin b'shus rabbin. Mid rabbonin. Why? Duma asalasuya b'shus rabbin. Maybe you come to carry it b'shus rabbin na'al damis. Why should you come to carry your tefillin? It's like Rashi Tayyus says, the pshat is maybe in the middle of b'shus rabbin you have to go to the basic kisei, and you have to take off your tefillin first, and then you go to the basic kisei. When you come out, we're afraid before you put it on again, you start walking with them, holding them, and you walk down Ramas B'Shus Rabbim. Therefore, even when demand the Yomah that Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin and is a mitzvah to wear Tefillin, but you only allowed to wear the Tefillin in your house or in Shul, and not to walk outside with it B'Shus Rabbim. So, Trashi, Leitema, the Perik Basu, the Yervim, Masinim, Plotaya, Begmora. Gemara there explains exactly what the psukim are, what the machlikis is, if Shabbos is the man tefillin or not. Duma shakul umereshet Rashi in bol lefanis. If you have to go to the base of kisein, or mamtilu dal damas, and you walk with the dal damas. So the Gemara v'ika demasni lo ha-seifa. Some learn this limud on the seifa. What does the seifa say? V'im yod sein ha-chayiv chattis. But you know, if you walk out with your tefillin b'shus rabim, you're not chayiv chattis though. Omer Rav Safra, it means midrash it's muta. Omer Rav Safra, loy teima, don't say, Ali b'demand yom Shabbos zeman tefillin hu. Tavkla demand yom Shabbos is zeman tefillin. That's why if you walk out on Shabbos, it's muta midrash. Because since there's a mitzvah to wear today, it's called like a beggar or a tachshit l'shem mitzvah. But Mashen can have meaning would be that demand yom there's no mitzvah on Shabbos, it's not called a tachshit, so it'd be nisa derisa. So the more name, Ela filo l'man diyoma, Shabbos la z'man tefillin, or filo l'man diyoma, that there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And like some shotim, it's even also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, still ain't a chayiv chattis. If you walk out with it on Shabbos, wearing it normally, you're not chayiv chattis midiraisa. Why? My taino? Derech malbish avida. It's a derech malbish. Since the middle of the weekday, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin and you wear tefillin. So the mitzvah is like machshavit. This is the malbish. This is the malbish of a mitzvah. Therefore, even on Shabbos, now that there's no mitzvah, still it's not called a masri. That's called a malbish. And that's the Kiddush. Weiter. The Mishnah then says, "V'loy b'kimeya, you can't go out with an amulet b'zman sheinu min amumcha. If it's not checked out 3 times, if it didn't heal somebody 3 times yet, then you can't walk out with it. It's not called a tachshit. But once it was healed, healed this amulet, this like a good luck charm, this kimeya, if it healed already 3 times, it's called a mumcha. Then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It's not called a masli. It's called a tachshit. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa." Don't think that when is a muta to wear a kameya. Only if it was checked out already 3 times, that means this kameya itself healed 3 people. That's called the kameya itself is a mumcha. And mumcha gavra, that means the doctor that made it up, he's a person that's mumcha, means that he made up 3 different types of kameyas to 3 different people. So he's a muchzit, that whatever type of a kameya he makes works. Since he did 3 different types to 3 different people, that's called the chazaka. So he's a mumcha that anything he makes is good. That's called the doctor is a mumcha. And then hu adin is only good if the actual kameya helped 3 different people. That's called both a mumcha. That it came from a good doctor that had, that was a mumcha. He worked on 3 different people. And also the kameya itself worked on 3 different people. So come on, you don't need so much. It's like tayma de mumcha gavra. U mumcha kameya ella. What's the muta? Kivon de mumcha gavra. As long as the gavra itself is mumcha. That means the gavra, this doctor, prescribed already 3 different kameyas to 3 different people. And it worked on all the 3 different people. See, he's called the doctor that's a mumcha to make kameyas. Even though this particular kameya didn't work for 3 people yet, it's the first time he tried on this person and it worked. But since the gavra, the doctor that made it, is a mumcha, he is also called a takshin to walk out with on Shabbos. So the Gemara Dekanami was the Rayim. Tiktani v'loy b'kameya. You can't walk out with a kameya b'zman she'enoi min ha-mumcha. It's not from a type of a mumcha. V'loy ketani, it doesn't say the Mishnah b'zman she'enoi mumcha, that it's not a mumcha. If it just would have said she'enoi mumcha, mashma, it has to be a mumcha gamri. Zai, the kameya itself has to be a mumcha and a gavram. But since it says loshin she'enoi min ha-mumcha, mashma didn't come from a person, that's a mumcha. But once it comes from a doctor, the doctor is a mumcha, even though the actual kameya did not heal 3 people yet, it itself is not a mumcha, still it's called a tachshit and you walk out with it on Shabbos. Mizadrashi. The mumcha gavra mumcha kameya. What does that mean? Shasa adam zeh kameya zu legimla noshim. This person made a kameya for 3 different people. The nas adam zeh, this doctor mumcha sharipa gimla noshim. Since he heals 3 different people, it's a chazak, whoever he goes to heal will be healed. V'akimeya mumchen. I would think also the kimeya itself is also mumcha. How does the kimeya become a mumcha? Sheripa ksav zeh. This ksav healed already gimel nashim three people. So don't think you need these both things. Inami Rashi says another pshat. Shekasa vadim zeh gimel mina kimeyim. This person wrote three different kimeyas. Shel gimel mina chloim. Three different sicknesses. Legimel nashim with different people. Hainu es mucha gavra. The person himself is a mumcha. Bechol kimeyim sheyasa loylem. Doesn't mean that punk that first doctor gave it to three people. Now, be the kameya itself was used by three different people. That's also called the kameya is a mumcha. What's the diak for the Mishnah? El pshat is kiva dismocha gavre begimu mina kameyas. The gimel b'nei adam, if the person checked out the three different people, afagav lo yismachi kimeya, even though the kimeya itself is not a mumcha, shele ripo kimeya z'odam yelam, the kimeya itself never healed anybody, but since it came from a doctor that's a mumcha, it's also called a tachshin as mutter. The diag is, the Mishnah says, min ha-mumcha, mashmo mei adam mumcha, from a person that's a mumcha, you don't bedavka need the kimeya itself, should be a mumcha, now be it comes from a person that's a mumcha, that's also enough. He says the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Ezel Kemeya Mumcha. Which Kemeya is called the Mumcha? Called Sharipa Vishona Visholish. That it healed up 1, 2, and 3. Three different people were healed up from this Kemeya. Then this Kemeya is called the Mumcha. That whoever uses this Kemeya will be healed up with it. So the Gemara Echot Kemeya Shoksav. A Kemeya could be either something written on it, like a piece of a parchment that you have, a ksav, different words, different psukim written on it. V'yechod kimeya shel ikrin. Or else you could use a kimeya from ikrin, means the shroshim, the roots of certain leaves, certain grasses. Echod cheles shesh b'sakana. Whether the person using this is a cheles shesh b'sakana. V'yechod cheles shein b'sakana. Even if you're not a chayla that has a sakon as nefoshes, it's time you're sick and you want to wear this kameya to heal you, you're allowed to walk out with this kameya on Shabbos. Loi shenichpe, not loved after that you are sick, you're ready, and you want a kameya to take away the sickness. Elo shlo yichpe, you want to wear it now so that you should not get sick. So Rashi, loi v'loi shenichpe, kleima, loi teima de lo yeitze lemi shabu olav ha-chayla kfar pam achas. Don't think who is mutter to wear a kimei out on Shabbos, only somebody that already had the sickness and was healed up already. So the moral line, nich posit Rashi, that means hainu chayle, it's a sickness. Shodem neufel machmos loretz, like you lose your balance and you fall down to the ground. O ma'akeil b'roisho, your head hurts you. B'moicha, in your brains. O ma'apile, it throws you off balance and you fall down. Elosh lo yichbe, shavo b'mishpachas nichbin v'doig shlo yichbe. You come from a family that has the sickness, and you, even though you never had it yet, but you're just precautious, you want to make sure you won't get it, so you're also allowed to go out on Shabbos with this kameya. So the Gemara writes another chiddush. For kosher umati v'afilu b'shus rabim. Even b'shus rabim on Shabbos, you're allowed to take off the kameya and then tie it back again on you. So avada, you're not tying it now, kesher shakayama. And before also there wasn't the Kesher Shakayama. Otherwise the Binu had to take it off and put it back on again. But he's just taking it off and putting it back on again without a Kesher Shakayama. Stop to loosen it, to tighten it, whatever you're doing it for. And the Chiddush is, there were not guys that they say once you take it off with Shus Rabim, maybe you walk with it in your hand, Dalar Amos with Shus Rabim, we're not afraid. Right? So since you're wearing it so that to protect you from the sickness, we're not afraid you walk with it, because by walking with it, it doesn't protect you. The ikka protection is if you're wearing it. So therefore, say that you'll be nizer always to wear it and not to walk with the daladamas. It was a gemara, bavado, shlo yekshirenu. You should not